Chapter 5, in which the droids are welcomed into the palace. As their electric eyes instantly adjust to the darkness, what the droids see is so unsettling that even R2 gives a nervous whistle. Two Gamorreans, the pig-like brutes that guard Jabba's palace, lumber forward. A primitive race, the Gamorreans never would have found their way off their home planet by themselves. But once discovered, they flourished in any place on any planet where muscle is valued above brain and violence above wisdom. Though well paid by Jabba for their services, they still live primitive, simple lives. Nesting together in a filthy pit, they rarely change their stinking garments or wipe the streaming mucus from beneath their snouts, but in every free moment they can be seen polishing their crude armor or sharpening their preposterous battle axes. Even brutes such as these get bored, and it has been days, a week even, since they have been called upon to dismember one of Jabba's guests. But now, their tiny, tiny eyes glitter with excitement. These two droids might stir up some sort of trouble. Trouble often leads to dismemberments. So they are quite happy to welcome the droids into the palace, though of course they show their pleasure by growling and needlessly prodding the droids forward.
Oh my! Oh no!
C-3PO wants to stir up no trouble. He just wants to leave quickly.
Just you deliver Master Luke's message and get us out of here,
he tells R2. But R2 knows the message isn't for these foul brutes. Then, something worse than a Gamorrean appears. It is a Twi'lek named Bib Fortuna, a vile, snake-eyed busybody who believes himself to be Jabba's second-in-command. Now, Twi'leks are not all vile. In fact, some are considered quite pleasing to look at. But just as an evil life can make a man an ugly man, an exceptionally evil life has made this creature an exceptionally ugly Twi'lek. As much a worm as anything else, with teeth and lumps and tentacles protruding from his pasty, pale-skinned head in very unpleasant ways.
Diwanawanga,
snarls Fortuna in Huttese.
Oh my,
says C-3PO.
Diwanawanga, we bring a message to your master, Jabba the Hutt,
adds R2.
And a gift,
translates C-3PO automatically. Then he looks at R2.
A gift? What gift?
Fortuna also looks at R2 when the word gift is mentioned. Perhaps the gift could be for himself, he thinks.
Ni Jabba no bada, ni chada sugudi,
he murmurs. The guards needn't hear about this, he thinks. Keep it quiet, and Jabba needn't hear about it either. But then the small droid gets quite noisy, beeping and squawking.
He says that our instructions are to give it only to Jabba himself,
C-3PO explains. Fortuna is displeased to discover that this tall, golden droid is not only obnoxious, but also far too loud. The Gamorreans have heard too much already, and in fact are crowding in, maybe to make sure Jabba gets his gift, or maybe to try to grab a piece of it for themselves. Fortuna doesn't care to find out.
Nutcha!
He barks, waving a hand at the droids. He stomps off toward a low, dark archway from which comes a noxious odor that the droids luckily cannot smell. But they have enough sensors and chemreceptors to know that they are entering a fetid hole of filth and stink.
R2, I have a bad feeling about this,
says C-3PO as the piggish guards push them forward.